Next item is public comments. That's an opportunity for individuals that wish to comment to the commission on matters not on the agenda. Mr. West. Good, sir. How are you doing?
Speak on, see if I can get my funny joke for that. I made a, my wife keeps books. She made an error that we put dogfish down on my report. And I went back to Warren Cheese and I got letters that they had put down spiny dog that I had caught, but on my report and I didn't.
How about showing them to Jack and Rob, if you would, please, for let me get the, those are my go-to folks before it gets up here.
But I'm here, you know, on the mercy of y'all, see if I could get it back.
I don't, here's, from now on, if you guys can pass on, I don't mean it in the wrong way. If you have something like this, JC, bring it to us before the commission meeting. Let staff evaluate it or something before that. And I don't know if you have, you already have, okay, good enough. All right. Do you have a position, Joe? My fault, I didn't know that it had come in because it didn't get to me. Joe.
Yes, sir, this item the commission's dealt with three different times in the last year, October, November of last year, and April of this year. At the time when the limited entry was put in place last October, we put in place 102 harvesters were found to qualify for the limited entry fishery. We came back for the commission in November and indicated individuals such as JC here had issues with their reporting where they'd put down for not at least nine individuals, probably more than that, had put down instances of just general dogs, not spiny dogs, in the reporting. We asked for action if the commission wanted to take any at the time. The commission did not take action to add in anyone else. Some of the comments from the commission at that time included they even felt that 102 were too many in this fishery, and maybe it should have only been 30 or 40 actually in this fishery. We've gone back to the committee in early part of this year with the issues, and the only other actions that came forth from the actual committee where this started was we took away the agent provision this year and added a hardship provisions for those who want to actually do transfers, because we had also eliminated transfers last November. Based on the comments of the commission, adding anyone else into this limited entry fishery seems it would go against the intent based on the actual recorded comments from the commissioners themselves. But you know, we serve it to pleasure, so we can go either way.
Hardest, this without a doubt the hardest part of it. Jack, you got any comment pertaining to status of stock and things like that? And I've been to the meetings with you and different things. And
there were a number of people.
I remember. Now,
I think on the order of 15 or 16.
Yeah, there's various issues.
The only mistake they made is they wrote down dogfish instead of spiny dogfish. And I don't doubt in any one of those, you can simply look at when those fish are caught during the time of year and you know that dogfish is a spiny dogfish. Mr. West has presented documentation to confirm that in the buyer that he sold it. So, technically, he meets the requirements of the regulation for a permit, as do probably 14, 15 other people. The question is, do you want to grant him an exception, and in doing so, let grant exceptions to the other 14 or 15?
Well, do I want to? I want to, yes, because you know, after debating the technical issues that were so minutial today, to make a simple mistake such as that seems like an honest mistake. My question, I guess I would have is it going to be to the detriment of the quota to those individuals that are out there to the point that it's going to make a negative impact? If it's not, I'd say absolutely. If they made a mistake, don't make it again.
quota is still fairly small on dogfish. The good news is the quotas are going up, and I think they're going to go up significantly in the future.
When do you think we're going to get that?
In the next couple of years. The question is, and the other thing that's going on, there are discussions now at ASMFC about dividing that coastwide quota up into state-by-state quotas. The current options that they're looking at would provide Virginia with a quota on the range of somewhere between 1.2 and 1.6, maybe 1.7 million pounds, which is not a lot of dogfish. In recent years, we've caught as much as 3 million pounds. If you spread that 1.6 million pounds out over the existing 100 permittees, it's not a lot of fish. Now you start adding.
I was afraid you were going down that path. Rick, Jim?
I did have a couple of comments, and I think what the issue that this raises is really not just Mr. West's case, but obviously the fact that there was a group of people that may have fallen into similar situations and would have otherwise been able to document dogfish catch. But when the commission voted to accept the committee's recommendation, we were basing that on about, I think, 100 permits, qualifiers under the qualifications that had been recommended. And one of the issues is that's a larger pool of fishermen than participated in the fishery when we had a historical fishery. And back in the mid-90s, we had a 60 million pound a year fishery on the coast. And so now the quota outlook, as Jack said, is getting better, but even as it improves, it may not go beyond the 20 or 22 million pound mark in the long run. So, on the order of about a third of what we caught when the fishery peaked. And so if the ASMFC goes through the process as it's contemplating of actually making state-by-state allocations of quota, I would suggest that at that point in time, the committee maybe revisit the qualifying criteria, or if you get an allocation for the state, how would the commission and the fishery like to see that fishery managed? And perhaps then we could revisit the qualifying criteria or how big a pool you want to see. But I think if you're going to make a decision about one permit, we need to be mindful that it would relate to probably 15 permits. So it's a bigger decision than just that.
All right. Okay. Mr. Bowden?
I agree with Rick. I think the problem we have is the last several years it's been in the 30s, the number of people actively participate. The 100 and some people, a lot of them, we question why they even got permits. There was some stuff that went on that just wasn't truthful for some people to require permits, because I know some people got permits that didn't even have a boat and haven't been fishing in years. Best case scenario, if we get 1.6 million and you have 30-some participants, it's a 15-day season. So at this time, and I do feel for him. And did you have substantial landings, too, or just a few?
No, I have all my landings.
Well, I mean, was it quite a bit of landings? Oh. More than 15 or 20 pound and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Several hundred. Yeah, 5,000, 6,000 pounds, 6,000. It was just a bycatch for me when I was microfishing. I'd catch 5-6 barrels of them and go throw them overboard. I made up to my quota and what I had to have.
Well, let's do this, JC. Considering everything's in flux, can you live with us taking a look at it when things turn around a little bit more as far as the quota is concerned? We know what's going to happen, whether they shift from a coastwide quota to a state-by-state quota. That way we'll be in a better position. Because the other thing I'm worried about, the only thing I'm worried about is we've got 15 out there. I don't know how many are out there that I don't want it to become like the crab license did. You open it up and it ends up with a lot more. So I guess is what we've got. We just have to keep an eye on it. And
I know all y'all has used one of these. We always had a tournament sometime about like that.
I understood. I understood. Anyone else wish to be heard of public comments?